Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight we talk about the Center for Vision Loss, the region's only nonprofit agency dedicated to improving the lives of people with vision loss. The Center for Vision Loss provides a comprehensive set of preventative, rehabilitative, support, and social services, enabling blind and visually impaired clients to achieve their personal goals and restore the quality of life consistent with these goals. And to help us learn more about the Center for Vision Loss are my guests this evening, Doug Yingling, Executive Director of the Center for Vision Loss, and Dawn Sellers, Manager of Community Outreach and Education at the Center for Vision Loss. I can't tell you what a pleasure it is to welcome you both to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
You,
Yeah, you know, I was so surprised to know that we had a Center for Vision Loss. I just happened to read about an event that took place, Doug, with you in a picture with, I think, a professor from Lehigh University exploring a program that you had been developing there. Tell us about that program.
Yes, the Lehigh University Art Gallery undertook an effort to make their exhibits accessible for people who were blind or visually impaired. And in order to do that, our agency was kind of a cooperating partner to allow focus groups to go in and offer suggestions on how this accessibility could be built. And they did a great job creating this exhibit. People can go in and smartphones now can allow a visually impaired patron to dial in to a certain phone number. They can pick a piece of artwork and they can hear a full description of that artwork by trained volunteer describers.
Well, that sounds wonderful. And then isn't there also a textual element to that exhibit that they have also created with your help?
They had volunteers and students create tactile representations of some of the artwork, yes, and they were laid out on a table, and blind or visually impaired people can then tactually feel the artwork and get a sense of the actual two-dimensional work.
Well, I thought that was such an exciting initiative to help people who have visual impairment. It was really an exciting moment, and that's why I thought the people of the Lehigh Valley, all my listeners, need to know about this valuable agency and what it can mean for them. And Dawn, how did you become involved with the Center for Vision Loss?
I was hired as a vision screener, which meant that I went out into preschools to conduct vision screening for young children. And then gradually my job expanded to include outreach and presentations and programs, not just for children, but also for adults.
So the Center for Vision Loss really really attends to people from preschool to the aged population.
Any age at all, yes.
Yes.
Any age at all. Oh, I like that. Any yes. age at all. I like that. So tell me, how when you go to these schools, how does it work? You do a preschool vision test or?
Correct. We have a group of women, and we reach Lehigh, Northampton, and Monroe counties. We screen preschools and daycares from ages 6 months to 6 years or not formally enrolled in elementary school. And the number of facilities is increasing each year, allowing us to reach over 7,000 children each year.
Well, I think I'm really captivated by the idea that you are screening babies.
Well, the spot device is wonderful.
Now, when I say babies, are you saying 6 months or younger?
It begins at 6 months.
Begins at 6 months.
Yes. The spot device is designed to, it's called an auto refractor, and it captures an image of the eyes through measurements of the eye. So it will give you a reading or a measurement of six different things, from the nearsighted and farsightedness and astigmatism, which is the shape of the eye, and then whether there's strabismus or turning of the eye or a lazy eye, which is called amblyopia, which means one eye is weaker than the other and doesn't see the same image. Plus it measures the pupillary size and will actually give us a printout right there at the end of the screening. It takes 5 seconds and we get a printout, and the parent can then take the child and that results paper to an eye doctor for a full exam.
Well, I think that's amazing. And you're talking about from 6 months on.
Correct.
And is there something that can be done for at this very young age?
Oh, absolutely. There are pediatric ophthalmologists, a number of them here in the area, from the West End to Bethlehem, and a few others that I may not actually know their names. And they are becoming more familiar and have accepted the spot results and recognize the quality of the exams, or excuse me, the screenings that we provide.
Well, I think that's amazing. And the other amazing thing is that this is a nonprofit organization. Tell us about that, Doug.
Yes, we've been serving the Valley really since 1928. There were two separate agencies at that time, one in Bethlehem and one in Allentown. And some community members may remember that. But we are now merged into one organization called the Center for Vision Loss since 2010. And we serve Northampton, Lehigh counties, and also Monroe County. We have an office in Stroudsburg.
And I think the most wonderful thing that this is a nonprofit organization, so that people who are concerned or have concerns about their vision have a place to go to explore what their problem is. Is that accurate?
Correct. The services that we provide are available to anybody. We are providing from children to adults, sometimes just resource information, sometimes services or support information to help them get the services that they need.
And when you say services, what are you talking about?
We provide a variety of direct service. We're not a medical facility per se, but we're a direct service provider. So casework services are our first communication when somebody calls us. A caseworker will actually schedule a visit with an individual who's called, go to their home and explain our services and sign them up. We provide transportation. We do many doctor visits primarily, medical transportation. We run center-based programs, support groups. We have a general support group. We have a men's support group, a women's support group, and many other life skills education programs, many of which focus on dealing with loss of vision.
Well, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life. This is your host, Eleanor Barbro. And this evening, we're talking about a very wonderful program that exists in the Valley called the Center for Vision Loss, the region's only nonprofit agency dedicated to improving the lives of people with vision loss from 6 months on upward. And my guests this evening are Doug Yingling, Executive Director of the Center for Vision Loss, and Dawn Sellers, who is the Manager of Community Outreach and Education for the Center for Vision Loss. And this is a really exciting program to know about, because I'm not sure that how many people are aware of the services that you offer for people who have vision problems of any kind.
We're glad for this opportunity, Eleanor, because that is correct. A lot of times, people think about vision loss, but until something happens to them or their family, they're not actively seeking out information about how to get help. And we want people to know that once they reach that point, there is an agency here that can offer help.
And let's talk about the kinds of vision problems. We've talked, and we'll talk more about it a little bit later, but what kind of vision problems are we referring to?
The biggest vision problem that we encounter today is macular degeneration, because it's typically an age-related eye disease. And as our population is aging, and demographically, the baby boomers are now in their aging years, we're going to see more and more vision problems. Macular degeneration is one of the biggest. We see people with glaucoma, diabetic retinopathy, cataracts are a problem, but that's one area that vision can be corrected normally. Is cataracts.
Now, that's for the older population. What do you see for the younger population, Dawn?
The most common thing with a child's vision is what is called astigmatism. It's the number one reason that glasses would be prescribed for a child. And that means that one eye is shaped a little bit different than another, so therefore the image coming in is refracted differently. The glasses can be prescribed then to make the eyes see the same binocular vision.
So that's one form of vision loss. But we're going to talk about how vision loss affects children as they go through school when it's not properly diagnosed. And we're going to talk about that and other vision problems that the older population have, and how you help and what services you offer, and Dawn, how you help to educate and inform parents and teachers about what they can do to help their children with vision loss when we return to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY.
In 2017, WDIY is celebrating 22 years on the air. If you listen to WDIY, support the station by becoming a member today. Members are our most reliable source of support. We couldn't be here without you. To become a member, visit WDIY.org or call 610-694-8100. WDIY, serving the Lehigh Valley and beyond.
It's tempting to eat everything at the media buffet.
Television, internet, print, billboards, magazines, vanity license plates.
But binging can be exhausting. You need to know who the media makers are and what's in it for them. On the Media can help you sort through the options.
The Miracle on the Media Diet, served weekly.
Tuesday at 6 p.m., following All Things Considered on WDIY.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Bobro, your host. And with me this evening are my guests, Dawn Sellers, Manager of Community Outreach and Education, and Doug Yingling, who is the Executive Director of the Center for Vision Loss. And tonight we're talking about this absolutely phenomenal program that's available to the residents of the Lehigh Valley, Allentown, Bethlehem, Easton, and even Monroe. And if you have a concern with your vision and don't know where to go because maybe there's an economic problem, this is a nonprofit organization helping all individuals from 6 months.
Yes.
From 6 months to the growing elderly population. So this is a phenomenal organization that we all need to know about.
We've made a concerted effort to get our information into the offices of eye care specialists in the area to let them know to refer patients for further services to our organization.
And what services are you talking about?
Well, Doug, you want to talk about more of our services?
I do want to mention a couple of them in a little bit more detail, Eleanor.
Yes.
One of the things that does help people adjust, I find, to a loss of vision is participating in a support group. It's a way for them to understand how other people are dealing with their losses, how other people are coping, how other people have come up with solutions. So that's a good way, we believe, for a newly visually impaired person to get a handle on things. The other program that is important is called our low vision program. Our low vision program differs from a regular visit to an eye care specialist because the purpose of our program is not to medically diagnose or treat an eye condition. The purpose of our program is to identify how much vision a person may have remaining and then to identify and prescribe devices that are going to help that person function better. We have many devices that are demonstrated, everything from our familiar handheld magnifiers of all strengths, all the way up to digital magnifiers that greatly can magnify printed material, telescopic devices, devices that can help people with TV viewing. There are many solutions, and this is one thing that's it's hard for people to learn about these unless they can visit a low vision clinic and see these devices for themselves.
Well, that's amazing to know. I wasn't aware that these devices were available and how they can they help a person, for example, with macular degeneration.
Yes, they can help almost anyone who's considered low vision. And low vision is a wide range of visual conditions, but it does mean that somebody has lost vision, but there is some remaining vision that they're dealing with, which is typical of macular degeneration. Macular degeneration is characterized usually by a loss of central vision, but people do have remaining vision, their peripheral vision, and so on. So these devices many times can help people function better than they could without these devices.
You know, I'm so interested in what you're saying. I think people may want to have more information. So before we go further, let's give people a contact information if they want to get in touch with you to find out more, to make an appointment. Give some of that information. Contact.
The office number for the Center for Vision Loss is 610-433-6018. There's a lot of information on our website for people that have access to the website. It's www.centerforvisionloss.org.
Okay. Well, that's excellent because I'm sure people are not aware of the services that are available. And let's also renew the idea, what's the charge for the services?
All of our charges, all of our services are free, with the exception of transportation. We do a lot of transportation through the valley to medical appointments and to bring people to some of our center-based programs. Obviously, our people cannot drive anymore. So transportation is one of their biggest concerns. And that's why we've invested in continuing the transportation service. So for transportation, we charge $3 each way for an individual.
And if I may add, one of the nicest things about our transportation services and our drivers, we are considered door through door rather than door to door.
What does that mean, door through door?
That means that our drivers will go to a doctor's appointment and wait with the client while they're at their appointment. Many people are nervous or a little bit apprehensive about being outside away from what's familiar and they're in a doctor's office or they aren't comfortable traveling in a taxi, excuse me, and they really appreciate having a reliable, trusted person going with them. We do escorted grocery shopping and to all different types of appointments. And then when they bring them back to the agency as well, they don't have to have different drivers. They can feel safe and secure in our vehicles and with our drivers.
That's absolutely outstanding. And I'm sure that people are amazed to hear that these services are available. Let's go further and talk about children in school and how they are helped by your outreach services.
We've had some wonderful, heart-touching stories of intervention after a vision screening for children where we have screened a child. For example, one young boy was it was found that he was almost nearly blind in his left eye. And it was because of amblyopia, or lazy eye, which just meant that that eye was so weak that the brain was turning off the signals of what he was seeing and only relying on the use of his right eye. The mother was taking him to occupational therapists and physical therapists and developmental therapists in order to find out or to improve his spatial orientation. She was never once told that there was a vision problem. So when we conducted the vision screening and determined that he couldn't see out of his left eye, he was seen by a local specialist, went through patching procedures, got his first pair of glasses, and within a year and a half, I believe, his vision was corrected almost nearly 20/20. He's now a smart little third grader. And wonderful progress, and there's many more to talk about, but it's so important because a parent may not realize, because the child is exhibiting behaviors that look like something else.
Like ADHD or something of that sort, right.
Or autism and things like that. So if a teacher sees symptoms in a classroom that appear that they're not paying attention or that they're distracting, when they read out loud, they miss words or they stumble over words. When they're reading a book, they tilt their head towards the words, or they may cover one eye, favoring the vision in the better eye, or they use their finger to track along with words. Then as they get older, it leads to frustration and headaches and a resistance to reading and learning.
And there's something that can be done about it, which is to connect with the Center for Vision Loss.
Yes, we can point them in the direction to find an eye doctor, encourage them to seek a comprehensive eye exam for their child before they look into exams that would be psychological things. It's so easy to put a label on something. They should always rule out the other sensory things before they think that there's something wrong with their child.
I just want to follow up on that. There's something else that is vision developmental delay.
Yes.
And can you talk about that and how that impedes the child in learning to differentiate and put together words in order for reading? So let's talk about that.
I can't speak too much on the medical side of it, but the things that I have been learning and reading about, it's called a visual processing disorder or visual convergence. And what that means is the child may see, quote, 20/20 and be just fine, but it's the way the information is coming into the eye and then is processed. It doesn't have anything to do with the child being considered dumb. It means that they are processing and seeing things differently. So it does not mean that a child can't learn. It means that they may need to take some time. And one of a new type of specialist, well, maybe not too new, but a newer type of eye doctor is a behavioral eye specialist.
Oh.
And they are optometrists. They are becoming more and more versed in these type of conditions where a child does not process the visual input the same way someone else does.
I'm aware of there are some people, particularly, and it happens, I don't know, more with boys than with girls. I'm not sure why.
That is true.
That where they can develop the ability to understand and have auditory processing ability, but they can't read. And that has to do not with their intelligence, but with their eye processing and eye development.
Correct.
Which comes at a later age.
Yes.
It might be developmental, but people have to be aware, and particularly teachers have to be aware.
If you can imagine a child sitting in a classroom who's eager to learn and wants to participate, but each time he opens his mouth, he stumbles, or people laugh at him, or the teacher points out that that's not quite right, that child begins to internalize and says, well, maybe I'm not smart enough. Maybe I don't understand. So he tries harder and harder to hear the teacher, to listen, to learn by other means, and will compensate in other ways and avoid the reading altogether.
So they can develop an auditory comprehension.
Correct.
But the visual remains beyond their coping because it's a developmental issue.
Yes. It could be similar to learning to play music by ear and never learning to read music.
I'd like to point out, Eleanor, that Dawn's vision screening program is something that we encourage participation in. We do as many preschool classrooms as we can, but we don't hit them all. So if there are listeners out there this evening that are involved in preschools, encourage your preschool to participate. All it takes is a call, and Dawn will get it on the schedule, and we will come out and vision screen, no charge.
And I think it's important, Doug, that what you're saying is there a charge for this.
For vision screening, there is no charge.
There is no charge.
So it's important that if you have a preschool child and if you're interested in their functioning and their learning, how do they get in touch with you?
They can just call our office, 610-433-6018. And if it relates to vision screening, they could just ask for Dawn Sellers and she can help them.
Ask for Dawn if your preschool is in Lehigh County, or ask for Ruthie in Northampton County, or Katie in Monroe County.
Well, I think this is an absolutely important program for all of our listeners to know about. They may have grandchildren or children, and everyone needs to be aware. So I want to thank you so much, Doug Yingling, Executive Director of the Center for Vision Loss, the region's only nonprofit agency dedicated to improving lives of people with vision loss, for helping us to understand that there is a nonprofit place to go when seeking help for vision problems. And that age group goes from 6 months on upwards, and that is truly amazing. If you have any questions for the Center for the Vision Loss, please call
610-433-6018.
Thank you for helping us to take charge of our lives by understanding that there are resources in the community to help us cope with vision loss. Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.